This is a recording of Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Killiani for Sunday, February 7th, 2016. Plan for Life Now can be heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Views expressed on this program are those of the sponsors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Asset allocation and diversification strategies cannot assure profit or protect against loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Capital Retirement Strategies and Cambridge Investment Research are not affiliated.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. This is Plan for Life Now with your hosts, Dave Murray and Steve Killiani.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for making us part of your Super Bowl Sunday.
An unofficial national holiday, they call it.
I just like having the show on today so I could say thanks for making us a part of your Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
Many people will be saying that today, broadcasting.
They want to watch like all the pregame shows, hear all the breakdown and analysis. But before that,
they want to hear a retirement planning show. That's the first thing they want to hear.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear here's my tailgating as far as broadcasting. First, I'm going to listen to the retirement planning show and get whatever retirement planning needs I have. Then I'll move on to football. So, like you and I only pick our tradition here. The great tradition, which half of you have emailed and said, why do you guys do football picks? It's supposed to be a financial show.
Are you kidding? People love those.
Only half.
Well, okay.
Other half say, oh, I don't even know why you guys do that.
They're a vocal half that like them. I mean, in some years when the Redskins have just been so terrible, we've kind of given up on it. People will come up and go, well, you didn't pick the Redskins.
No, I think people. So we're going to make a Super Bowl selection.
All right.
All right. So I am basically going with, and then I want to hear yours, but I'll explain my selection after that, which will then segue into financial planning.
Okay.
News. So I'm basically, I saw like at the end of the games, I like to make up my own point spread for the Super Bowl. So I watched the AFC and NFC championship game. It ended last week with the NFC. And I said, here's my pick. I've watched these games. I watch football. My spread, my point spread, not Vegas, just Dave's point spread, is Carolina by 10. That was my feeling on it, so that's going to be my prediction. Now, the real point spread, by the way, is Carolina by 5.5 last time I looked, which was like the middle of last week or something. But so Carolina 27, Denver 17 is going to be my pick, and I feel good about that.
So if the spread,
if someone put a gun to my head and said you have to bet on this, I would certainly take Carolina and give the 5.5.
Okay. Well, let me give me my rationale. My rationale is, a couple of years ago, Denver was in the Super Bowl, and they were playing against the Seahawks.
Right.
And Dave was jumping up and down screaming about how the Seahawks were going to crush them, blah, blah, blah. Denver
was
didn't
have a
chance.
It was one of my greatest picks, I thought, in the history of mankind. I don't feel that way this year.
Let's just say you've had a few other greatest picks that have flopped.
This year I did one on, it wasn't even the Redskin game. I was so sure of something and I was wrong.
The Patriots Bills, but who's counting?
That's right, but who's remembering everything?
But I will say that you've kind of convinced me again that the Panthers are just too good. Broncos, you know, Peyton Manning most of the time looks like he's about 110 out there. Can't get the ball down the field. I do think the Panthers are going to win, but I think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll be one of those 24-21 kind of games.
All right. Well, good. Then you're going for Denver to cover, because really it's about
to cover. Okay.
You know, there are some people who bet on this.
Really?
Believe it or not.
No, I didn't know people did that.
I think nationwide there's about a total amount of like $70 or $80 bet on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. So now here's my reasoning, though. My reasoning. So the basic, as a matter of fact, a lot of people are predicting a close game, and I think their rationale is along the lines of two very good defenses.
Right.
And it should be close. But I think when you really dig into the details of this, the reason I think Carolina, besides Cam Newton, seems a little bit better than Peyton, nothing against Peyton Manning, but the guy is,
sure.
You know, I have a neck pain right today. It's like my shoulder blade. It's been like a week.
Well, you just slept on your pillow wrong.
I know, but it's bothering me. And I couldn't even this would be the pill that laid alone Peyton Manning has some sort of degenerative neck disease.
I
give him a lot of credit for even being in the Super Bowl. But having said that, I think there's a big difference there. But what's never talked about is Carolina has a really, really good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And that might neutral, at least I think that'll neutralize the, it's not sexy. Cam Newton and dapping. Do you know what dapping is? The kids and their dapping?
Yeah, dap it up.
No. God.
Oh.
You are, that's because I have an 18-year-old yeah. son. But you're like
my,
dapping. That's not what it is.
My 7-year-old doesn't tell
that's,
me these things.
Oh, that's right. This is radio. You basically were going to fist bump me.
Yeah,
you can't see the radio. No, this is like you curve your arm and then you stick your head into your curved arm. It's what Cam Newton does.
What?
It's also called dapping.
What?
God,
this is
Steve.
Blowing my
You're
mind.
You're 36. I'm 54. I know what this is. All the kids do. If there's anyone in their 20s listening, they're like, yeah, Cam knew we do it now. You stick your head in your the crease
okay.
of your arm.
We are
anyway.
Rapidly losing our 50-60-year
anyway.
Audience.
So anyway, so that's that. But okay, so he's the sexy guy, though, the great. But really, it's this offensive line
okay.
that gets no publicity. That I think is going to be the difference neutralizing Denver's defense. Now, in our world of financial plan, especially in what we really focus on, which is retirement planning, you are now late 50s, early 60s. You have to put together a game plan. You see the writing on the wall for not making your peak earning years are in the rearview mirror, and pretty soon you're not going to be working anymore. It's the sexy part of these investment shows is talking about what's the next hot stock, lying about saying you knew Apple would be down and things like that. So, but the reality of it is the real issue that the offensive line, the person who has a great offensive line in their financial plan is the person who has a really good either pension or retirement income strategy to sort of create that out of their money. And it's not sexy and it's not talked a lot in our circles, especially on these types of shows.
You know, as you're going through this analogy here, I knew where it was going. Not that Dave shared this with me ahead of time, but I knew where it was going generally. But I was interested to see specifically how you got there. And I would agree with you because, you know, we often talk about, you know, we love these analogies. I love all analogies because I just think it makes, you know, more complicated topics easier to relate to, easier to understand. So we often talk about the sports analogy of offense and defense. So the offense and defense parts are, you know, gosh, I've got the growth aspects to my portfolio. That's the offense. That's sexy. That's cool. And then I've got the defense. I've got the protection, the life insurance, the long-term care insurance, things that are going to protect me from, you know, basically losing a lot of money. Now you dig down even deeper, and we really take this analogy to a next level. And you break down the offense. The sexy, cool parts on the offense, still the wide receivers, the quarterback, the running backs, all that. What's the not sexy, cool part? The offensive line. But you're right, that is the retirement income plan or pension. Right? People will say they like the fact that they have a nice pension. They like the fact that they have a nice retirement income plan. But it's not flashy or cool. It's not going to grow by 5,000% over the next decade. It's not exciting, but it's critically important. And for those of you that actually do know a little bit about football, or you know, at least as much as we do, that offensive line is critically important. Everything else flows out from there. If the offensive line can keep the quarterback upright, he can get the ball to the wide receivers, he can execute the plays. Everything flows from there.
It even goes deeper. And it, boy, this is a great analogy.
Fantastic.
Glad I thought of it.
Yeah.
But it even goes deeper because basically, yes, so the offense flows. The quarterback has time to throw. But the running backs also have holes to run through, and that eats up the clock, and that makes your defense better.
Ah.
A great offensive line is a huge advantage for your defense. They rest. They cannot be overtired in the fourth quarter. It all emanates from the offensive line, which is why the Redskins were so great with the Hogs back in the day.
Right.
But now look at the retirement plan and that retirement income. Everything flows from that.
Yeah. And
from having enough income coming in that you can count on every month.
And this is the fundamental principle of how we structure investment portfolios is it does start from that retirement income plan. And if you're somebody out there listening and you've got the old CSRS pension, which means you were in the government years ago, you retired, and you might have 80% of your pre-retirement pay. So you were making $100,000, you've got an $80,000 a year pension. Someone in that situation can invest differently than someone, say, in my situation, where I'm 36, I might have Social Security when I retire. I don't know. It's, you know, big question mark. And I don't have any other pension. So, you know, those are two opposite situations there. One that has that anchor of the CSRS pension. The other one, me, who has no anchor. I don't know what it's going to be.
And that's who our seminar is for. You talk about this seminar we have coming up this month, Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. This is for people who don't have pensions. So I need to create out of my 401k, out of my IRAs, out of all my retirement assets and savings, I need to carve out a portion of that that's going to be the engine of the offensive line of my retirement plan, the retirement income portion, along with Social Security.
Well, and I mean, let's clarify that a lot of people in this area, they have some pension, right? Maybe you worked for Boeing for a while, or Lockheed, or Northrop, or all these defense contractors. They used to have pensions. Or maybe you're even a FERS employee where you've got a little pension, but you don't have enough pension. I mean, that's
correct.
Really the critical
little
piece.
Or no pension.
Little or no pension.
And that's what our seminar is. You're at a critical age when this retirement planning is important. We feel that this is where you need the professional advice to do this. This is sort of the nitty-gritty, and that's what we teach at the talk. Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. Tuesday, February 16th at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland, or Thursday, February 18th at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Our dinner and talk start at the same time, right around 6:30, and it's completely free of charge. So if you're interested, if this topic affects you, you can register 24 hours a day on our phone line, 888-582-4582, or the website, planforlifenow.com. Again, it's Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. Tuesday, February 16th, Normandy Farm Restaurant, Potomac. Thursday, February 18th, Clyde's and Tyson's. 888-582-4582 to register, 888-582-4582, or just go to our website. It's real easy to navigate, certainly register for our seminars. That's planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. So Steve and I don't really prepare for this show. I mean, we have a wealth of knowledge in our head, but we don't really do a ton of prep. So Steve brings in stuff. I bring in stuff. I just noticed in some of Steve's stuff, I see a picture of Abe Vigoda there.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda. A lot of you know him as Fish from Barney Miller. And then other people, he was in The Godfather. I'm not one of those people who've seen The Godfather a million times. I've seen it like once. Great movie. But whatever. Supposedly, Abe Vigoda had a small part in that movie as well.
Small part?
Most people know him as Fish in Barney Miller.
Okay. See, I don't know that at all. I don't know Barney Miller.
Do you know The Godfather?
Yes. That's what I was going to say, is I know him from The Godfather.
I thought he had a small, smallish part.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He was like one of the main guys.
You're
Al Pacino
right.
or Brando or...
Okay. But see, here's what happened.
That other guy, that spooky-looking bald guy who was like the lawyer or something.
Right.
He wasn't him.
No. Here in the Godfather, if you don't remember exactly who he was at Don Corleone's funeral. Michael is sitting there. Michael knows now that he is going to take over the family. His father has died. He's the guy who comes up to him and says, hey, I've set up a meeting with Bargnani or one of these guys. And he was basically double-crossing Michael. Right. So then he gets ready to go to the meeting and the consigliere says, Sal, I'm sorry. We can't do that. And then they kill him, of course.
Okay.
So it was, you know, it was
all
kind of a critical role, but
memorable.
That's,
but Abe Vigoda really also is on my list of celebrities I thought were already dead.
Well,
I was like, I thought he was already dead. Well, it's great that he wasn't and lived a long life. I think he lived to like 95 or 96.
Well, here's why you probably thought he was dead. 34 years ago, People Magazine said, he was dead. right? So he
really,
yeah. So he achieved this level of some level of fame just from the fact that People magazine declared him dead at age 60, and he was still working, still doing stuff. So he lives all the way to 94, and for people like The Godfather, they remember from that, or Barney Miller, remember him from that. And the whole point of this is, here's somebody who lives to 94, and a lot of people out there say, hey, that's a good run. 94, I don't know if you can make a deal with the devil. I'll take that one. That seems pretty good there to make it to 94. But nowadays, more and more people, we need to plan that you're going to make it to an Abe Vigoda age.
Right.
You've got a plan on, I'm going to make it to 94, 95, as 95 is kind of the base assumption we use in most of our planning. And there are arguments made that you should really project that out to 100. Now, I know a lot of people, they just kind of, they shake their head and they say, yeah, this is ridiculous. Not my family, not going to happen. But the fact of the matter, and we talk about this in the context of long-term care, we talk about it in the context of pensions and retirement income. The fact of the matter is people are living longer and longer, and you've got to plan for that. You can't simply say, you know, my father died at 56, my grandfather died at 56, and I'm not going to live past 80. No, you got to plan for it. You might live
because
to 94.
Because if you do and you didn't plan for it and you run out of money, you can't. That can't be an oh well moment.
Right.
Oh well. No.
I blew that one. Oh. So, I mean, this always comes back to the context of your overall financial plan. This is why we think long-term care insurance in particular is so critical, because as you live longer and longer, higher and higher likelihood that you're either mentally or physically going to break down and need some form of care. As it pertains to your investment plan, it's so important. We talk about things that seem boring on the surface, like withdrawal strategies. You know, what is a withdrawal strategy? Well, how much money can you safely take off your portfolio at age 65 and make sure it's going to last to age 95? And once again, like Dave said, that can't be a, whoops, I kind of messed this up. I get a mulligan here? I want to do this over. It doesn't work like that.
Right. And that's where it starts to, this is one of the things we actually talk about in our seminar. You start to look at the percentage. How much money can I take off a chunk of money and make it last 25 years?
Right.
20, 25, 30 years. And that percentage is very low. Surprises a lot of people.
Yeah, and this is something we go through in our seminar, and I always preface it by saying, hey, we're not going to kill you with statistics, but it helps you to understand if you take off 3% from an asset, what's the chance that you don't run out of money, right? Well, it's 99% chance under certain scenarios you don't run out of money. What if you take 4%? What if you take 5, 6, 7%? And you can understand how that withdrawal really impacts your chance of success in the long term. And I think that really helps people understand how important it is to have that pension income, Social Security income, those types of income where you don't have to worry about the market going up, down, sideways, whatever.
Right. So this is what we talk about in our seminar, part of it anyway, retirement strategies for people over 55. Tuesday, it's coming up. Tuesday, February 16th, Normandy Farm in Potomac. Thursday, February 18th at Clyde's and Tyson's. We do a dinner and talk. Both start at the same time, right around 6:30, 6:35. It's completely free of charge. So if you'd like to attend, you go to our phone line, 24 hours a day, 888-582-4582, or our website, planforlifenow.com. Tuesday the 16th, Normandy Farm in Potomac. Thursday, February 18th, Clyde's and Tyson's, 888-582-4582. Or planforlifenow.com to register, 888-582-4582, or planforlifenow.com. We're going to do the news. There's certainly a lot of traffic around Giant and Safeway this morning, and then we'll get right back.
Breaking news and the inside story 24/7 on Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. Oh, the fun things we talk about during the break.
Yeah, I don't think we can repeat that.
Cannot be shared. Wasn't that bad? Can't be shared. Our seminar is Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. It is really, you know, cutting to the chase. You know, you're between the ages of 55 and 65. You're closer to retiring or at the very least working for less money, or also maybe they don't want you anymore. And guess what? When you start to look at your retirement life, you have a 401k, you have IRA, you have what you have. But the bottom line is what's really coming in for sure for income? If that answer is only Social Security and maybe a little pension, or for many of you, especially those of you who are self-employed, doctors, lawyers, business owners, as a general rule, salespeople, hey, you have no pension.
Mm-hmm.
You have to organize those assets you've been saving and growing, hopefully, your whole life to not just be there in the nebulous liquid form, but also it's going to have to supplement your retirement income.
Yeah, and I think this is one area where our profession, the financial planning profession, falls down a little bit because they don't address this differently for people when they're accumulating assets versus when they're distributing assets. And you need to have a different focus. The same plan can't be in place just because you're the same risk tolerance when you're earning an income, saving money, as opposed to when you're distributing money. You've got to have a difference in that plan, and I think that's really what we try to highlight.
Yep, exactly, and teach all that and go through it. And then, as I talk about our seminar real quick, we do a full question and answer. And if you want to follow up, you want to work with us, you'll work with me and Steve from Capital Retirement Strategies. We work with anyone who wants to work with us after we go through this. So it's Retirement Strategies for People Over 55, Tuesday, February 16th, Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. Thursday, February 18th, Clyde's at Tyson's. Dinner and seminar completely free of charge. Starts at 6:30. You can register on our phone line, 888-582-4582. Or the website planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or planforlifenow.com. I hear the, hey.
There it is.
There he is. Excuse us for a religious interlude. Not the kind you're driving to right now. Or back from. Is there an early service that anyone could be driving
back
from?
There's plenty of them. They're all times.
But no, this is Barry Ritholtz. He is...
It's slightly religious for us.
Slightly religious in a not real religion kind of way. But he just seems to hit on in his articles that you could usually find in the Washington Post Sunday business section.
Yep.
He seems to hit a home run. He saved Steve and I from having the tedious task of writing.
I think we're both good writers, but I don't think we could ever...
I think we're okay writers. It's tedious.
I think we could ever come close to that. I mean, he does the research. He's got the data, the facts, all of that stuff. So here was the latest and greatest from last week. The title was, "You're Obsessed with Outcomes. Here's Why Attention to Process Pays Off." And as a lot of people will do right now, he takes advantage of a nice sports analogy and talks about Monday morning quarterbacks. And all of us sports fans out there know exactly what this is. And if you don't, here's what it is. Monday after the football games are over, everybody could have made the right decisions at the time. Oh, why did they go for it on fourth down? That was the stupidest thing. Why didn't they take a timeout at that critical point? Why did they pass? They should have run when they were wherever. I mean, we all do it, and hopefully we all recognize that it's, you know, it's just for fun, for entertainment, something to talk about. But sometimes we do think, hey, I'm smarter than Bill Belichick, or I'm smarter than whoever. And you play that Monday morning quarterback game.
Right.
And now it's something in the psychology of investing that's called hindsight bias. In hindsight, a lot of things seem really obvious. In hindsight, it seems obvious that as all this oil is unlocked across the globe and we're cutting our dependence on oil, that oil prices would come down significantly. In hindsight, that seemed obvious.
Right.
But foresight, there were not that many people who were standing out there saying that was going to happen. So when we talk about investing, he really focuses in here on, are you outcome focused or are you process focused? And I'll say that I want to say 100%. I'm always hesitant to say that because there's one or two people out there who don't. But I'd say 99.5% of us are outcome focused, right?
And what does that mean exactly?
How do you know if you're outcome focused? And I'll say that in our industry, we fall prey to this as well, just as much as anybody else out there. If you're picking an investment, excuse me, if you're picking an investment, what's the first thing you want to know? What were the returns the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years since inception? Tell me what the returns were.
Right. This is why Morningstar is a company that's doing, they're in business for this reason, basically.
That's why Morningstar wants to charge us $3,000 a year for full access to their database of, you know, investments and all that, and why most advisors and firms are more than willing to pay that. Because you've got to have access to all that information in a great level of detail. And even if you don't pay that, I mean, you can access, you know, all this stuff online out there at any point. That is absolutely outcome focused. And here's the analogy that that Barry uses here. What if you had two guys who were flipping coins? Right? Now, I think we can all agree that flipping coins requires no skill. There's no strategy involved. There's no tactics that they're taking. They're simply flipping a coin.
There was a referee in a playoff game a couple weeks ago who couldn't flip it right.
So
for the most part, there was actually coin flipping controversy. But for the most part, you're right. It's not a highly skilled task. No.
I don't know how you do that. Now, let's say that there's two people flipping coins. The first guy flips 10 heads in a row. 10 heads. Second guy, heads, tails, etc., flips back and forth. Are you willing to bet a substantial sum of money that the first guy, the next thing he flips is heads? Right? Unfortunately, most people are.
Right.
Most people say, yeah, absolutely.
That's a good analogy right there.
Well, and here's the, you know, it's easy to say, well, that's stupid. That's a coin flip. Obviously, there's no luck or there's no skill involved in coin flipping. It's just pure luck. But that's what a lot of us do when we look at investments. We look at investments, we see an investment that has performed well, and I often tell people, I think I even went on this rant in the seminar last month, because some woman was asking questions, and she was saying, you know, well, why can't I just go to Morningstar and pick out the best investment? Why do I need you to pick out the best investment? And I said, well, no, you don't need me to do that. Any of us with a computer and you don't need any knowledge. I could teach my 7-year-old how to screen out the best 20 investments over the last 10 years, right? And you could pick those out. Chances are, and data shows, that that's a horrible way to pick your investments. And you go, well, of course. I mean, that was just the best 20. I'm just going to pick the ones that are, they're good, but they're not the absolute best. No, what you find again and again is that these managers that are able to outperform, it's due to luck, it's not due to skill. And you break this analysis down even further, and I don't want to bore people here. That's the job of some of the other shows that a little bit more technical.
Wow. Good to see you knock the other shows. That's usually my job, but keep going.
Hey, I mean, maybe that's your cup of tea. We try to keep it a little bit more high level. But when you really break these things down and you look at why did the managers outperform, it wasn't due to their skill. It wasn't due to some great analysis. It was either due to luck or it was due to certain exposures, what we call factor exposures, that you don't have to pay a manager for. And these are things like, oh, is it a value stock? Is it a profitable stock? Do they pay dividends? You don't need to pay a manager to get that kind of exposure. So Barry takes this, you know, we always do first name basis here. Barry Ritholtz, this article. He takes this analogy a step further because maybe he didn't like that coin flipping analogy because that was too obviously a luck, no skill type of thing. And what he's really trying to focus on here is what is the process versus simply what is the outcome? And he takes the analogy or makes the analogy of two different surgeons, right? Two different surgeons. You have some sort of terrible illness. You need a surgeon to operate on you.
Okay.
And you look at these two different surgeons and you look at one data point. What has been their success rate, right? So maybe in this case, I don't remember, I have to refer back, how many people died versus how many people lived in this particular surgery. And you look at it and you see one person's success rate of 86%, another person's success rate of 60%. Now, which one are you, Dave, going to pick?
I'll go with the 86% guy.
That sounds pretty good
to
me.
Or woman.
Right. That sounds pretty good. I'd like a 26% higher chance of surviving the surgery that I'm pretty nervous about having. Now, let's say you dig down into this further. And what you find out is that 60% surgery guy, this was the guy who developed this surgery. He was the first one to do this surgery. He has honed and perfected this. He has gone across the country teaching this surgery to other people out there. Not only that, he gets and is willing to take the most difficult surgeries that are out there, cases that other surgeons wouldn't take.
Right.
So now his 60% success rate, okay, I understand that. That makes a little more sense. And I think I do want to go with the 60% guy because if all factors were equal, he'd probably be much more successful.
Right. So you had to dig deeper, find out what was really going on.
Right.
And then look at data that way.
If we bring this back to investing, what a lot of people will look at is, what are the outcomes? What was the return recently? Right? Maybe people won't even look at 10 years. They're going to look at 2 or 3 or 5 years. And what you need to look at is, over the long term, what is my best chance of success? What is the process that I can put in place in my investments that will lead to the best possible outcome going forward? And it's got to be backed up by data. It's got to be backed up by research, statistics, science, all of that versus some man or woman's gut feeling or instinct.
Right. And it's got to pertain to your specific situation.
Sure.
So in other words, if you're even doing all that right, but it's not pertaining to your situation, what good is that doing you? And it could still even be dangerous. So all of this, yeah, Barry's hit another home run. We do call him by his, what does he call us? The guys
Nothing.
Who can't think of material for their own show.
Right.
Barry, we call him, he calls us the guys who can't think of their own material for their own show. But our seminar, but he has hit a home run on this one. Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. Tuesday, February 16th, Normandy Farm Restaurant, Potomac, Maryland. Thursday, February 18th, Clyde's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. This seminar is really for people 50s, 60s, getting closer to retirement, just retired. And for the most part, maybe not all, but for the most part, you have no pension. You have Social Security to look forward to or receiving. How do you make the rest of your money last? How do you segment part of that money for retirement income and put a game plan together in general? Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. To register, go to our phone line, 888-582-4582, or our website, planforlifenow.com. It's Tuesday, February 16th, Normandy Farm, Potomac, Thursday the 18th, Clyde's and Tyson's. The dinner and talk are completely free of charge, starting at 6:30. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Welcome back to Plan for Life Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Where did this show go? All right, we will finish this up and then we will start our preparation. I'm going to a Super Bowl party. We're bringing a salad. That's the extent of my Super Bowl preparation.
I'm going to a friend's house, but I don't know if you call it a party, just a couple couples.
Well, this is, I don't know what I would call this. This is a get together. Right. You know, it's.
You're going to do the squares where you put numbers in the boxes?
Don't know. I think I'm basically going to, because this is a different party than we normally go to. The couple that we normally go to, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
She's a big Peyton Manning fan, so they're going to the Super Bowl. But
she's
going to
have her heart broken again?
Yeah. This is what she went to the last Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. I told her that was the Seattle one. I'm like, don't, I mean, go. I said, right. You're not going to be happy with the outcome. This one, I still think the same thing. So instead of the square thing, I might just troll the group and see if I can find anyone who will bet me $5. I'll take Carolina and give the 5.5. I think that'll be my betting. But no, I'm just joking, by the way. Nobody bets. It's not legal. Right.
Gentleman's agreement.
So, but anyway, so back to ours. So we don't have much time left. So we'll talk about our seminar coming up, and it's retirement strategies for people over 55. I don't know. You know, I think we were pretty good at cutting to the chase. You know, often we've had this discussion about who really needs a financial advisor. Does a 35-year-old, a 36-year-old, someone your age who's at work and for the most part, most of their retirement assets are in a 401k. And they're, for the most part, they've learned enough to know that I'm not using this for 30 years, so I'll be, might have a lot of equities in that 401k. Does that person need sophisticated financial advice?
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the, I don't know if you'll say argument or concession that we'll make, that someone who has a ways to go before retirement, I don't know that there's tremendous value to having an advisor. And I'm sure other people might disagree, but I would say the more important area is when you have retirement on your horizon, it's a much more definite thing than a in the clouds, maybe someday. For some people, that might happen a decade out from retirement. You know, some people, they're all of a sudden, they're going, gosh, I'm 55. I think I want to retire probably by the time I'm 65. For a lot of people, it's even shorter than that. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 years. Or maybe you're in retirement. You know, we get a lot of people where they're in retirement. They had started to generate some income. And now maybe the recent stock market has reminded them that stocks just don't go straight up.
Right.
That they've got to have a plan for stocks going up and down or being flat for a decade. That's got to be on your radar screen. And you've got to have a plan for it that's okay either way.
Right. And we should not say this plan is so off the charts crazy. We're not now going to, like, this is basically taking just about any investment vehicle that you've already heard of,
right?
At least to some extent you've heard of them, and start to break down what makes sense for you, and then to organize your assets, have a strategy. A lot of people have a good amount of actually retirement assets, say 50s and 60s, but no real game plan.
Yeah,
or strategy.
I mean, got stuff scattered all over the place.
So that's our talk: retirement strategies for people over 55. Hope you can make it. Tuesday, February 16th, Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. Or Thursday, February 18th at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Our dinner and talk start at the same time, almost exactly at 6:35. It's completely free of charge. We just want you to register. We want to know who's coming. So to register, do the phone line, 888-582-4582, or do the website, planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582. Or planforlifenow.com, Tuesday the 16th, Normandy Farm in Potomac, Thursday, February 18th, Clyde's and Tyson's, 888-582-4582 to register, or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or just go to our website, planforlifenow.com. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Hope your team wins, and we'll see you right back here next Sunday.